The closure of the Holden factory in Adelaide is not just the end of a business, it's the end of a great Australian dream and a savage blow to community life in Adelaide's satellite city, Elizabeth, where Holden has been manufacturing since 1958. Journalist Royce Kermelovs set out to examine the human cost of the closure of Holden. His book, The Death of Holden, explores the life of Elizabeth locals whose lives have depended on the Holden factory, and also looks at the bigger picture of how Australia will cope without a manufacturing base. As Royce told Annie Hastwell, his interest in the topic is personal.
I grew up in the shadow of the plant. My grandfather worked at the place when he first moved out here as a migrant, was in need of a job fast. You know, Holden was the place where you use as a stepping stone onto something else.
Can you explain what it's like to live in the shadow, like the benign shadow, really, of a big plant like that, where it's the only place in town, everybody gets a job through it?
You always knew who worked there, you knew whose dad worked there, you knew what kind of life it gave them because of the house they lived in, the car they drove. That was the deal. So when you hear that it's closing, you know on some instinctual level that this is going to be bad, but you don't necessarily know why or how big or, you know, what it means.
What's the mood like at the moment? I mean, in the shadow of the closure?
Depends. Most people aren't just living day to day in the day Holden was announced. They're getting on with their lives, a lot of people. They've got families to raise, kids to look after, jobs to keep going to. They've just got to get retrained and move on. And a lot of them, and some people don't want to think about it too much because it reminds them they're going on to, they might be going on to the scrap heap. A lot of people just getting on with it, which is a very human response in itself.
But it is a little bit more disastrous than that, isn't it, when we look at it nationally?
Oh, nationally, absolutely. For a start, it's going to be one of the most profound events in Australian economic history. Sorry, and what we're losing nationally is the best of manufacturing. It's precision work. It's something that gave people meaning. And these institutions were more than just economic institutions. They were social institutions. They played a role in the community. Holden was a big supporter of the local football club, for instance. It tied together the communities. And when you take something, when you close something down like this, you're losing so much. And essentially what we've been watching for the last 2 years and what we will be watching over the next three is the guts being brought out of a community.
And what do we do about it? What is being done about it? I mean, we talk about retraining, but we're retraining people. Perhaps they liked what they did and they may not take easily to maybe the cyber world or whatever they're being retrained for.
Yeah, well, look, it's really hard because you compare it to overseas. The US Rust Belt, for instance, you have cities there. I mean, America paid $50 billion to bail out its auto industry, despite the opposition. The UK has been focusing recently on reshoring manufacturing. And here, we're closing it down. And by the way, the only comparable example we have really is Wollongong in the 80s, when the steel industry restructured, and that didn't quite, that took a long time to recover. But here, what can you do? The state government has been handed a bad situation. The company itself has been offering retraining, and they've been doing their best to be as supportive as possible. But in the end, you've got a bunch of people being released onto the market in a job market they're not necessarily used to or don't remember from where they were, or trying to find jobs, often being retrained for things that may not be suitable to them. Some will no doubt get on just fine. Some won't.
Now, there is this very comforting economic theory out there, which is startup theory, which is being talked about a lot, that we might lose the big plants, and they're kind of described as dinosaurs, these kind of manufacturing. But startup, it's described in very biological terms. It's like a lovely regeneration at the bottom of people starting little businesses that will eventually all come together and make Australia rich again. And you don't buy that theory, do you?
Well, I'm not entirely convinced by it. I mean, look, that's not to say startups themselves are bad. But this idea that all you need to do is just get a heap of entrepreneurs and you'll be fine is bad. Realistically, you need your manufacturing and you need startups to provide the services, because there's actually a link between the two. A good example I like to give is Tesla. Right now, Tesla in the US is essentially kicking goals. There's got a bit of excitement. There are 7 startups around the world that are trying to do the same thing, trying to build their own driverless electric cars capable of being powered from solar power. These are the new jobs. But then to get to the new jobs, you need the old jobs. The idea of a transition is a process where the old jobs become the new jobs. Once you close it down, there's a gap. The idea that Tesla will then start up in Australia now to build batteries, to build cars, is not likely to happen because the cost is going to be so expensive. If you're a young entrepreneur and you graduated university tomorrow with a great idea for a new product, you would look around and you would say, right, okay, I've got this product. I need people who can bend metal, who can work with wood, who can work on a production line, who can run the production line. I need to do all that stuff. Well, and if that's not around for you, you then start to look at other places like Korea, Japan, US, Switzerland, Germany, and then you go there. And with that, all that growth you would have taken goes somewhere else.
So what kind of experience was it for you to write this book? Did you get a better picture of the future in the very writing of it?
Again, for me, it comes back to the people who are living through it, because when you get invited to people's houses, you go for drinks with them, you talk to them about what they're dealing with, you know, you see the strengths of these people, you see what, you know, what they're dealing with, you see their resilience. And that's why I don't believe it's totally hopeless. Right now things are being unmade. For a while things are going to be bad. Eventually we will bounce back. How, when, I don't know. That's the future. You can't predict it. And the reason why we'll bounce back is because those people are still here. Those people are proud and strong and will continue on. It's what the future looks like for them. That's the question.
Royce Kermeloff speaking to The Wire's Annie Hestwell. The Death of Holden is published by Hatchet.